OD, talk to me about your game, your win. I mean, this win over San Francisco, I thought this was a real big win for you guys.
Yeah, well, we knew it was going to be a test. Obviously, they've been a really physical team, physical defense, a team that's going to run the ball at you. So we knew it was going to be a challenge for us to beat them at home. But we went to work and eventually got the win.
What has been the difference with you? Because I really have seen, and I'm not talking about numbers, Owen. I'm talking about just involvement in the offense. And I don't know if you've just been open more, or maybe you and Schaub are playing more golf together. I'm not sure. But, dude, you're getting the football. What's been the difference?
I think it just comes with time. You know, the more we've been able to work with each other, the more we kind of feel for each other and kind of know what we're thinking out there on the field. I think we both do a good job of studying film and see where there might be openings. And I'm doing my best to get open versus man coverage. And I've been fortunate enough for Matt to be looking for me. So we've had a good connection up to this point. Hopefully we can keep it going and get some more wins.
Texans over the Niners, 24-21. Owen Daniels is our guest. He went 7 for 123 and a touchdown. And, you know, like all fantasy owners, I'm thrilled to see you getting in the paint, dude. I mean, when you look at what you're doing, do you feel like this is just the beginning, or where do you feel like your game is right now? Because we're through week 7 now for you guys.
Right. I'm happy with my production so far. It's kind of nice to get a chance to make some plays, to get in the end zone. I don't know if it was just circumstance. The last couple of years, I had a bunch of catches, but just didn't really have many opportunities to score down the red zone. I think Andre and some of the other guys had some opportunities, but we were scoring, so that was the main point. I was okay with it, but getting in there and helping out the team win is always a good feeling.
And I think the offense has really come around, OD. I think when you look at, even when you guys lost, I mean, I think the Arizona loss was atypical for you guys, because I didn't think you played that well offensively. But if I go to Jacksonville, I look at that Tennessee game, I thought was a really good offensive performance for you guys. Even the games where you sputter, your offense is on track, it looks like.
Yeah, I think if you go back the last 10 quarters, starting with the second half of that Arizona game, where we came back and tied it up and really had a chance to win that game and let us slip away. But we've been playing pretty well offensively, pretty consistent the last 2.5 games. So that's what we want. We want consistency. We know that that's what it's going to take to be a playoff contender, and that's what we're looking to be.
And I think Steve Slayton getting on track really helps you guys. And again, I don't know that it's about numbers. I think it's about opportunities. And him getting outside, Owen, I think makes a difference to the way defenses are looking at you guys.
Yeah, we can put Steve in a lot of different spots on the field. We're going to run the ball. Our yards per carry right now isn't where we want it, but we've been committed to running it, to keep defenses honest. So our play action has been working, and we can do it. We've been pretty successful with the screen pass to Steve. Somehow it's been working, 3-4 weeks in a row, so we're going to keep doing it until it doesn't work. But he's a great player. Obviously, he has a little trouble right now hanging on to the ball. We'll get that fixed, but he's an explosive guy who can be successful anywhere we put him.
Owen Daniels from the Texans is our guest. 24-21, they went over the Niners. When you look at this game yesterday, it looked like a different second half for you guys, and I think you have to give some credit to that Niner defense, because it looked like they adjusted to what you guys were doing.
Yeah, they did a good job. We got off to a good start there in the first half, up 3 scores at 21-0 at halftime. But, we know it's a 60-minute game. It's not just, 30 minutes or 45. It's a full 60. So we knew they were going to bring it, and we knew they weren't going to fold their tents. And they got some good drives there on offense and made it close. The defense definitely played a lot better. But we did what we needed to do, what we had to do there to close it out for the win.
How much do you think not having Andre in there affected what you guys were doing?
I think it's always better to have him out there for sure. They had done a lot coverage-wise to take him away, and they gave me some more opportunities to make plays. But him going down there, I think in the fourth quarter it was, obviously would have been nicer to have him out there as a threat. Don't know how much we're going to throw the ball after that, after he made his big catch and got hurt, but. Definitely always better to have him out there.
Talk to me about Matt Schaub a little bit too, Owen, because I think he's a guy that doesn't get And I don't want to say the credit he deserves because I think he's recognized as a good quarterback, but I don't know that people recognize just how remarkable he can be week in and week out. He hit the switch as soon as the season started. Boy, he's been awfully good for you guys.
He has, and I think you can kind of say that about a number of players on our team. I think when we start winning, you know, a lot of guys start getting a lot more respect. So we're on that track, but definitely, you know, I think Matt worked hard to be a sturdier player this year. You know, he had missed five games each of the last couple seasons, and when he's in there and healthy and on his feet, he can do a lot of good things. I think we've been doing a pretty good job of protecting for him and making plays, but when we're keeping the hits off him, he can pretty much pick defenses apart at will.
Well, you know, the other thing that you have to start thinking about, OD, is that the way that the conference is stacking up, the expectations for you guys is not the same. This isn't the expansion Texans anymore. I think, and I'm looking at it this way, I think you guys are good enough, certainly, to be a playoff team this year, and my expectation is that you're going to see the postseason. Am I on target? Should I expect that?
Well, yeah, I think that's what we expect out of ourselves. You know, coming off back-to-back 8-8 seasons, it's normal for people to expect more. It's normal for our team to expect more out of ourselves. So we can't go backwards. You know, we've hit that 8-8 mark, and we can't go back to that losing record. So we're going to do what we can. You know, we got to stay on track and be consistent. But, you know, the playoffs is definitely where we're looking, but we're still going to, you know, be calm about it and take things one game at a time.
Yeah, and I know you talk about one game at a time, but my Lord, brother, you've got three games coming up, Buffalo, Indianapolis, and Tennessee. You guys have got to win those three football games, not only because you're in the conference, but you look at Indianapolis is right there in front of you in the division. You look at Tennessee, the game you got to win in the division. I mean, these are big, big games coming up.
Oh, for sure, you know. I know we have Buffalo this week, and then I know we had Indianapolis right before the bye, but you know, you said we had Tennessee, so definitely those are three huge games, two divisional games, three conference games.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the time of year, right in the middle of the year, where teams start to separate themselves you know, from the pack and put themselves in position. Right now for us, it would be a wild card position, so definitely big games, and no bigger than the one we got to play this week.
Owen Daniels from the Texans is our guest on the Monty Show Sporting News Radio. How are you feeling about your situation in Houston? I mean, you're playing really well. You know, I imagine that you as a guy, you're a prideful guy, Owen. I've always known you to be a hard worker, and you're always going to play hard, I think, no matter what the situation is. But how are you feeling about your situation there?
Oh, well, it's something I haven't really thought too much about it. I've tried not to let it be a distraction. I think I've proved that I won't let it be a distraction, the whole contract situation. But I think, you know, if we can be a winning team, then, you know, a lot of people will be, you know, happy to stick around and continue to play for this team and continue to play for our owner and our GM and our head coach. So
yeah.
That'll make things a lot easier for those guys to want to keep guys like myself, like D'Amico, Kevin Walter, Dante Robson, all those guys around. So it'll be easier for us to want to, you know, keep that winning formula. So I think if we win, you know, we win games, that'll take care of itself.
Funny how winning is much better than losing, isn't it? I mean, losing,
so much better. OD, much better.
Isn't losing ugly? I mean, it does bad things to people.
It's, you know, every week, Coach Coop says it's every week. You know, every week there's 16 teams that are struggling to find an answer for what went wrong, and 16 teams that feel pretty good about themselves. So winning cures a lot of things, and you know, there's really nothing worse than losing. It's a bad feeling.
Well, hey, congratulations on the win over San Francisco. Stay healthy, man. Really good to talk to you again.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.